USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett is the 115th justice to serve the Supreme Court since day one of the American story.
My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences. I love the Constitution and the democratic republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it.
Justice Clarence Thomas, the longest-serving member of the current court, delivered the constitutional oath of office on Monday night. Tuesday, Chief Justice John Roberts will complete the process by delivering the judicial oath. ACB starts work Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The rule of law is tested again in Philadelphia Monday afternoon. Emotions were running high after police officers fatally shot a man armed with a knife. The Philadelphia Inquirer is reporting 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. was having an altercation with another man when a police arrived. Mr. Wallace turned his attention to police and was approaching officers. He was commanded to drop the knife, but didn't, according to police. Officers began to retreat, and when the suspect was about 10 feet away and ignoring commands, police opened fire. An unidentified man at the scene tells 6ABC Action News in Philadelphia, the shooting was not justified.
Why was the fact that the first thing them officers did was pull their weapon on that man?
They didn't use a taser.
And why are officers in the community that's not of this community?
Police Commissioner Danelle Outlaw said, "While at the scene this evening, I heard and felt the anger of the community." Both officers were wearing body cameras. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Meet George Jetson. Ah, the memories. George Jetson getting mauled by the dog on the treadmill. We would laugh and laugh. And Jane, the wife, always got the cash on the dash. We Americans had a lot of expectations back in the day. The big one, flying cars by 2020. I know, right? So drop what you're doing, sell the house, and let's move to New Hampshire. Yeah, New Hampshire. Because that's where you'll find Republican Sherman Packard, a New Hampshire House of Representative from the Rockingham 5 District. Because of this man's efforts, flying cars are now legal on New Hampshire roads. You heard me right. Flying cars are now legal on New Hampshire roads. In a recent sit-down interview with New Hampshire Public Radio, Representative Packard said there was nothing on the books that would have allowed this type of vehicle on the road. To allow them to even exist in New Hampshire, we had to pass this type of legislation. Executive Director Jeff Rapsis of the Aviation Museum of New Hampshire says the first wave of flying cars probably won't distract traditional traffic, and so will prove an easy law for motorists to adapt to. The only downside, no one makes flying cars in 2020. Don't fret, my friends. The future is near, and when flying cars finally get to market, the state law in New Hampshire will permit their flight on state roads. Thank you, New Hampshire. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.